let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The first story, The Crossover Wars by S. Warren Winslow, covers a time span of about 20 years of the life of a Hurricane Katrina orphan as he grows to manhood. The Crossover Wars is a work of science fiction, military action, and a love story, a commentary on race and racism, along with a tale of families in crisis, all combined in one book. The action storms through at least three different versions of the United States of America, where the book was written. With all of that, other elements of the story are still close enough to reality for the reader to feel, hey, this actually could happen here. S. Warren Winslow grew up watching every Star Trek series ever produced, reading science fiction stories, losing himself in all of their incarnations and permutations. Eventually, he began to notice a sad fact about science fiction's version of the future. Black men were really limited, and black women were limited as well. That realization was a psychological gut punch because now it seemed that people like him would not exist or have any stake in the future of humanity. One day, S. Warren Winslow, our guest, decided to write the type of science fiction he'd always wanted to compose. The Crossover Wars is set in a world where black men exist as equals, friends, and heroes, right along with the rest of humanity. And S. Warren Winslow, author of The Crossover Wars, is our guest on This Week in America. Warren, welcome to the program. It's a delight to have you with us today.
Thank you, Rick. It's a delight to be here. Thank you.
What an incredible story that you have written. And let's go back in the beginning of this. And I gave a little bit of background that you grew up this big science fiction fan, Star Wars, and had a realization one day. How did you start writing? Let's go back to the basic factor, the foundation. When you started writing, how did you start writing?
Well, the first thing I ever did was write poetry. Oh, I love writing poetry. And I had a couple of little brothers and a little sister, and I used to tell them stories. So I started writing down the poetry. And then I said, you know what? Let me write down some stories, too. I was probably about 12 or 13. So I would write poems and I would write stories and kind of put them in a dresser drawer with everything else. That was how I started.
Interesting. So most of us, as we grow up, we're sort of afraid of poetry. You jumped right in and you like that. That's a fascinating beginning to where you are today in telling these incredible stories. And the Crossover Wars is what we're talking about. How did you come up with the main characters? Based on anyone in particular or totally made up in your mind?
Well, it seems that every author, their first main character is based on themselves. And I knew that, so I wanted to not just be me. I wanted to throw in pieces of other people who I knew, maybe aspects of my relatives' personalities. And it was kind of an amalgamation of different personalities and some traits that were mine and some traits that I wish were mine, but were somebody else's who I met along the way that would impress me. So I tried to put their personality traits in and create an individual who was unforgettable and then sort of dynamic.
Well, and boy, your character really is that. We're talking with S. Warren Winslow. He's the author of The Crossover Wars, Goodbye Angeline Unabridged, the book you'll find at his website, which is swarrenwinslow.com, Ex Libris, all the usual places. Like how am I going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Mentioned a little bit in the background of this love of science fiction. You have a love of the sci-fi genre. What made you create this storyline? And it almost seems like this maybe is a story that's been developing for years in your mind because of your interest in science fiction. Talk about where this whole story idea came from.
Well, a lot of my life was spent working in restaurants, and I've always been a keen observer of people. And then, of course, like everybody who grows up, there were relationships and things that didn't work out. And these went into the poetry file. And then one day I said, you know what? I want to write a story that I've seen. And I want to make it science fiction, which I love. So it's based on so many things that I've seen, behaviors and this individual loves that individual, and next day they love this individual, and then there's those two people, and they'll be together forever, and you just know it. And I wanted to write a story that said, wow, let me tell a story about something like this, that can be fun, it can be action, but still be in the genre of science fiction, but have a touch of a rose, a sort of taste of a human love in it. That's what it just kind of developed, like you said, over the years.
You know, it's interesting because you do such a good job with science fiction. Are you going to continue to write science fiction, or might this take you into something a little bit different, maybe back to poetry?
Well, I still write poetry. And in fact, on my website, there's a poetry book. As far as remaining with science fiction, I really like science. I love it, really. And right now I'm writing a series of short stories, science fiction short stories. It's just what I like to write. When I start writing, that's where I go. So I will likely stay with sci-fi. Now, is there a chance that I'll write a story that isn't sci-fi? Yes, possibly, because in the life of a human being, there's so much to tell. And no two people can sit with each other and just talk about everything and not run out of time. And to me, writing stories talks. So possibly at some time in the future, I'll write something that's not sci-fi, something that's a story of a life or something like that, or of the things I've seen that make my life and make other people's lives, the ones that I love and I'm close to.
You know, it's interesting because you'll find out more about Warren and what he's written, at the book we're talking about in particular, The Crossover Wars. You'll find all of that at his website, swarrenwinslow.com. Book available at Ex Libris, the usual places as well. Video version of the program, by the way, we're recording this on Skype, and the video version you'll find on the YouTube channel. If you go to thisweekinamerica.us video, you'll find it there as well. And you see what Roger's all dressed up today and all ready for the interview and looking like the successful author that he is with the program today. And let's talk about successful authors. Who were some of those that shaped you as you were growing up and reading and collecting all of these books and getting these ideas that you finally put down on paper? Who influenced you, would you say?
I'll tell you that, there's Roger Zelazny, W.E.B. Du Bois, the great Tom Clancy, Isaac Asimov. Oh, my goodness. Of course, there's the great Stan Lee.
Oh, you know, yes,
you can't leave Stan Lee out of it. There's so many authors that I can think of. I'd say probably Isaac Asimov's work was pretty key, as was Tom Clancy's, and that probably Roger Zelazny's. Those works were impressive. I read them again and again and again.
You know, those are great people that sort of mentors in a way. They didn't realize it, but as you were reading the books and learning from them and developing your skills as an author, S. Warren Winslow, our guest on the program. Is there a particular type of story that you've always wanted to write? And maybe you touched on this in the Crossover Wars, but is there something that you really want to do that's sort of burning inside you and you're trying to figure out how you're going to bring it to life? Is there one of those you really want to work on?
I think that if I could say that's, I want to say, hey, this is what it's like to live as a black man in America with an optimistic point of view.
Yes.
Not that all black men in America don't have optimistic points of view. I can only speak from mine. But say, hey, this is what life was like in the southern United States in the 60s, in the 70s. So, I mean, my best memories are the 70s and 80s. This is what life was like as the son of a military man in a big family. I want to tell a story that people say, wow, even though this isn't me, I can feel what this person is feeling. And I like everything I write to be like that.
Well, in the characters you develop in the Crossover Wars and the presentation, we get that feeling. These people that you create, this world that you create, is really something that that holds our interest. It's difficult to start a chapter in the book and put it down for the night. You want to write just one more chapter. I got to read one more chapter before it's over tonight. S. Warren Winslow, our guest on the program, The Crossover Wars, Goodbye Angeline Unabridged, is the title of his book. His website is swarrenwinslow.com. Information on his background there, and it's fascinating. I'm going to ask you about being a writer, finally deciding I'm going to sit and write this. And I know there was rejection along the way as you're submitting stories. Is that one of the frustrating things about being a writer, or one of the challenging is, okay, that's fine, they didn't like it, they're lost, I'm going to move on to somebody else. What are the frustrating aspects of being a writer?
Well, at first, when I got my first rejections, I was like, maybe I'm just no good at this. When you first get your first rejections, you think, wow, maybe I ought to go do something else. This is just, wow, I thought I was better than this. I'm going to tell you one of the things that impressed me the most was a line from a Prince song. He said, a robin sings a masterpiece that lives and dies unheard. And I said, I don't want to be that robin. Maybe this one got rejected. And I realized later that that happens with everybody.
Yes.
Everybody who writes, you get your reject. Anything you do, writing, what you do, what I do, anything that people do, you're going to have some failures first. That's how you learn. So, gradually I realized, I can put all this to use and try again. Never stop trying. Write again. Write something else. Try again.
And you've done that so successfully with The Crossover Wars, receiving excellent reviews. S. Warren Winslow is the author. You'll find the book at Ex Libris, the usual places. And Warren's website, swarrenwinslow.com. In reading The Crossover Wars, are there any underlying messages you want us to take away after we read the book? It's a compelling story. We'll be literally on the edge of our seat thinking, could this actually happen as we're reading it? But is there a message you want to convey to the readers that we take away from reading the book?
I do want to say something about that particular, the matter about Ex Libris that you just mentioned.
Yes.
With that book, the Crossover Wars is going to be relaunched. I'm relaunching it through Spark Media because it would be more affordable. I would love for more people to be able to say, wow, I can afford this book. So the relaunch is scheduled for the last week of August the 30th through the first week of September. And it's going to be on all the same areas. It's going to be on Amazon. It's going to be on Barnes & Noble's. You'll find it on Books A Million. But I just want everybody to know that there is going to be a relaunch of that book that has a more affordable pricing so that more people can enjoy the story. What if you say, hey, what would you like people? What would I like people to take away? I like them to say, man, you know what? We're all human. We're all human, no matter what skin we're wrapped in. And this is a good human story.
Yes.
This is a story about, hey, the protagonist is a black man, but, he's an American. African-American is one thing. I've never been African, Africa, so I can't say that. But I know what it's like to be an American. And the readers just say, wow, this is an American man. He's black. And these are the things that he does. And I feel like I could be him. I mean, there were times when I thought I could be Captain Kirk. So, I guess kids could say, wow, I could be Nigel Renoir, or even adults could feel and say, wow, that's some good feeling in this. I understand this protagonist feeling. I feel it every day.
You mentioned Nigel. That's the main character we talked about, the Hurricane Katrina orphan from the book, The Crossover Wars. Will there be more with Nigel? Are you going to do a follow-up with Nigel?
I'm writing a follow-up right now. In fact, the next book is entitled Things That Kill. And it is following Nigel into a different reality with a different set of circumstances. am going to try to put the same feeling in the story, but alter the circumstances just enough so that we get a fresh story.
What are some of the themes? We got a couple minutes left in the program, and you've done such an excellent job with Crossover Wars. And what are some of the themes that you develop in there that you address in the book, The Crossover Wars? What are some of the areas you touch on? Because it's socially, it's a very relevant book.
Well, I'd say the first story that I wanted to touch on was the fact that not all policemen are criminals or jackbooted thugs. It starts with a policeman, a detective, talking to a suspect, and that person's storyline is developed. Then there's a storyline of family. How much do I miss my family when I've moved off and we're not together anymore? And there's a subject of what is it like to be a black man successful in a successful America? What would that be like? There's, of course, the science fiction aspect of it. All these things I wanted to put into it.
And you do such a nice job of developing the storyline, developing the characters. And again, it's such a compelling book, The Crossover Wars. S. Warren Winslow, our guest on the program. Couple minutes left here. I want to go back and talk about where the book is available and mention the company you're working with again, because this is good news for the readers, because the book is going to be affordable and we all can enjoy what you've created in the Crossover Wars. Talk about that again, who you're working with and where the book is available.
I'm working with Spark Media right now, and the book is going to be relaunched between August the 30th in the first week of September, and it's going to be available on Amazon, Books a Million, Barnes and Nobles, all those areas.
And if you check Warren's website, which is swarrenwinslow.com, you've got all the information you need there, information on upcoming books that Warren will be working on as well. What has this experience been like for you in finally creating? This is something that you've been thinking about. At least it's in the back of your mind probably since a child, as you were growing up reading all these famous authors' books and watching Star Trek. What's it been like actually publishing a book, getting the story, getting it published, getting the positive feedback you're getting? This has to be an exciting time for you, almost a dream come true, isn't it?
I could say one word. Cathartic. It's like, wow, I can't look. I did it. It's people are interested. They like the story and I want to do it again. I would like to just say, hey, look, let me just write. That's what I like to do.
Well, and you do it so well, and I'm glad that you finally sat down, decided, okay, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to create this world, and you've done such a nice job in doing that. I'm going to take one more second here at the end. When you sat down to write Crossover Wars, was this outlined? Did you have a pretty strict format where you were going to go, or did it sort of evolve as you were telling this story?
I know, and I've heard so many times that if you're going to write, you must have an outline. I think, to be quite frank, my outline was mental. The whole story in my head. I saw it like a movie, start to finish, and I just wrote what I saw. And then I go back and I want to refine this point, and I want to fix this point so that the story remains cohesive. It was just, if I had an outline, I'd say it was a mental outline. It was there, and kind of like that sculptor who said, well, the sculpture is already in the clay. All you have to do is move the clay. So the story was there. The outline was there. I just wrote to fit the mental outline that I had.
And I guess that says something about your passion for writing and your passion for telling this particular story. It sounds like almost a book that wrote itself. This has been in your mind for a long time, and now it's available for all of us. You'll be sharing this with us, are sharing it with everybody, The Crossover Wars. Goodbye, Angeline Unabridged, S. Warren Winslow. Warren, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Congratulations on all the success that you've had. Love to stay in touch and do this again. Looking forward to the sequel as well. Thank you for being with us on the program to share the story.
Thank you, Rick, for having me on. I really appreciate it.
It has been our pleasure. And once again, the book is The Crossover Wars. S. Warren Winslow is the author. His website is swarrenwinslow.com. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.